Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a victory reaction Monday after your Texans takedown. The Kansas City Chiefs probably end their possibility of making the playoffs, at least make it razor thin possibilities of them doing that with a 20-10 victory. Texans 8-5 now. Still, they now technically have the seventh spot in the playoffs were the season to end today. It doesn't. There's still a number of games in front of them that all feel very, very winnable. One of those in particular because of some things that happened this weekend. So let's do a little around the AFC South and talk about some of those things. And as you know, John Lopez, as you know, Figgy Fig, and as you know, dear listener, it's always a choose your own adventure proposition. And so with that, choose your adventure.
Keyword adventure. Indianapolis is an adventure right now.
Buddy, is it? The Indianapolis Colts went to Jacksonville.
Is it an adventure or a roller coaster?
it's all of the above.
You can have an adventure on a roller coaster. In fact, I imagine that the ones that are the best do. Although from their perspective, I don't know how best is the right way to talk about it. They had a loss 19-36 in this game, in which Jacksonville definitely looked like the better team. However, I believe on their third drive, Daniel Jones goes down with an injury. Mm-hmm. I mean, to that point, Daniel Jones had an interception on the first drive, which I think is probably more of a Devin Lloyd really good play, mm-hmm. the linebacker there. And we'll talk about that side of it because that's the Jacksonville side. But interception, then you have a fumble, I believe, on the second drive, if memory serves. Mm-hmm. And then Daniel Jones goes down with a non-contact injury well back in the play, in the pocket. And it was very evident that it didn't look good. He's pounding the grass, and everybody's attention looks bad. After the game, Shane Steichen says it's an Achilles and it doesn't look good, and we find out that is indeed a mm-hmm. torn Achilles. Daniel Jones will undergo surgery. And now they find themselves in a circumstance where the schedule doesn't get any easier down the stretch. They no longer have their first choice quarterback who was already hampered. The team is starting, the offense that had been so, that had been number one in the league to, even to this point recently, but even if we want to say the last few weeks have mm-hmm. looked bad for the first probably, 8-9 weeks of the season, that is now in jeopardy as Riley Leonard had to go in and he didn't look all that great either. In this football game, man, the Colts not in really in a great place.
The Colts might be just, you don't want to say too much, go down this road too much because how they started the season, but they don't have their quarterback. They clearly are out of the postseason picture now.
It's probably either Riley Leonard or Brent Rippon because Anthony Richardson is still on the IR.
And Rippon was on the practice squad. And they have probably the toughest schedule of the division.
I saw somebody say, hey, they should have took more they should have been more focused on the backup situation. I'm like, that was the backup that went down. Y'all remember that?
They
brought him in to be the backup.
So they are in a bad spot right now.
I think they kind of screwed a little bit.
Yeah.
Just off the quarterback position alone.
Yes.
For this season, they're pretty screwed because even if, you know, coming back off of IR, Anthony Richardson's there. Confidence level?
Yeah, there is none.
And I have to ask the question. We didn't love the Sauce Gardner trade from an Indianapolis perspective when they made it. Two mm-hmm. first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell for Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner has had an injury. I don't know if that matters as much. But Daniel Jones is now injured. But it's an Achilles. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not a short-term injury. It's a long-term injury. He's going to come into camp. And best-case scenario, he's going to have a pitch count coming off of that. Don't have a first-round pick in either of the next two seasons. Is this already unequivocally an awful move?
Well, in retrospect, absolutely. Yeah. I saw them working. You know, they felt like they had a chance. They didn't, you know, they wanted to make their run this year, and it blew up in their faces. I mean, yeah. It's as simple as that. But those two first-round picks, that's enormous because now they have to find a quarterback. Now they have to find a quarterback.
You're going to have to kind of find a tread on a quarterback at some point.
I don't know if they can afford that. I think they just end up in the same place that they were starting the season, which is Daniel Jones dealing with a little bit of an injury, but we'll see. Now at least they know it can work if he is playing, but I guess to some degree, because I think the question—
They think they do.
The question is, did that get figured out? Yeah. And then you have Anthony Richardson, who's in the exact same place as he was in the offseason again, right? Like— Don't know if you really like him. Don't know if he's progressed far enough as a quarterback. That's a nasty place for the Colts, mind you. Indianapolis's percent chance of making the playoffs per the Athletics NFL playoff simulator, 30%.
How did that happen?
With games against Seattle, the Niners, the Jags once more, and the Texans, of course, to finish this out here. So, by the way, if they lose against Seattle, it's a 25%. Chance, and it only goes lower and lower.
I think the thing is, I mean, if they were going downhill like this, you would probably want the Texans and the Jazz to lose some games, but they ain't losing no games.
No, that's the thing. And then the Texans schedule their next two games, you know, clearly based on what we've seen and five wins in a row, should be very, very manageable. And then the Jaguars are getting hot.
All right, choose your own adventure. That's the Indianapolis Colts. They're 8-5. And technically on the outside looking in of the AFC playoffs, but remaining in the AFC South as we continue around.
Jaguar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, the winners in that bet football game, 9-4 now. This is 11 straight years of the Jags winning their home game versus the Colts. I don't think I realized that.
Because remember, that was a big, you know, stuck in their craw kind of thing.
Yeah. And this one feels different. Because as I said earlier in the program, Trevor Lawrence might have played his single best game in his NFL career. Now, if you look at the statistics, you'll say, Reggie, come on, man. Like, it did not look as if that was the case. In a 36-19 victory for the Jags, Trevor Lawrence threw for 17 of 30, 244 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. And you go, that's a downright mediocre stat line, or it's a fine stat line at best. One, he dealt with some drops, but two, he looked more confident as a quarterback than he had. Plus, it's his fifth best game by EPA per dropback, which I know you're rolling your eyes at, but he actually attacked down the field with his average depth of target being maybe like 4 or 5 yards more than those other games.
Right.
Like he looks confident. He was making plays off schedule and also within the structure of the offense. It was a really good game. Does this feel like this means anything to you, though?
Oh, I think it does. I really do. You have to give them credit. The Jaguars have scored at least 25 points in six straight games. First time they've done that since 2007. And you know, one of the great stats that we're going to talk about today with the Texans defense is that since that Seattle loss, they've given up 15, 18, 29, 13, 19, 16, and 10 points, an overwhelming points against, you know, performance by the Texans defense. That 29, Jaguars. Think about that. 15, 18, 13, 19, 16, 10, and 29. So you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit.
Yeah. But now you look at the Jags, 9-4. Liam Cohen absolutely deserves a lot of credit in this. He looked very good in his coaching. I think he made some fantastic decisions. And Brian Thomas Jr. looks like he might be on his way back to being a valuable player in the league. They still have the Jets, Broncos, Colts, and Titans. The Broncos are the one that you're looking at to hopefully do you a solid for the Texans if you want to win the AFC South, right? Because the rest of the season looks winnable for the Texans. Mm-hmm. In order to get that game back and obviously for the tiebreaker to kick in, you need the Jaguars to lose one. I think that you're looking for Week 16 versus the Broncos. All right, finally, the Tennessee Titans. Oddly enough, kind of a bad game in a way. Mm-hmm. It's a good game, but a bad game. They get a victory against the Cleveland Browns, holding off a 2-point conversion that would have tied the game at near the end. 31-29 is the victory. The tank is they gave up a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. The Giants now have the number one overall pick. They're both 2-11, but strength of schedule currently puts the Giants as the number one pick. We'll talk more about the Cleveland Browns in this game when we go around the NFL.
Yeah, you mentioned that 2-point conversion. That was interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting. However, Tony Pollard rushed for a career-high 161 yards and 2 touchdowns in this game. 5.3 yards per carry. It's a little concerning that Cam Ward was outplayed in this game by Shedeur Sanders.
Is it? Shedeur played well, and he seems to be gaining favor with everyone except his head coach. And I don't have any less confidence in Cam Ward. I think there's a lot there.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. Okay. Because I do think that the Browns have been in a rough situation, but they probably have better things around Cam Ward.
Sure.
If for no other reason, a coherent and cohesive offensive system compared to whatever is there after Brian Callahan left with the Tennessee Titans. But the Tennessee Titans seem to at least be able to come together, and they're still fighting in a way that's a little surprising for a team with the amount of chaos that's been there. And Jeffrey Simmons been standing up talking after every game. So they're still fighting, which I guess is some level of credit to them there. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the AFC South here. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, where, again, it could be this game, it could be at some point prior, but what moment, last night or this season, made you realize that this year is really different? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.